The word conservative used to have a specific meaning, denoting resistance to change and promotion of free enterprise.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Now it's become an all-purpose epithet, a yardstick for persons and programs. In 2 days of intensive grilling, senators did not succeed in smoking out the political and philosophical leanings of Judge John Roberts, the nominee for Chief Justice. That did not prevent the Washington Post from speculating that he would undoubtedly be a conservative jurist, but not in the mold of Justices Antonin Scalia and Clarence Thomas, whatever that means. I'm reminded of Harry Blackmun, a Nixon nominee who was considered to be a carbon copy of Chief Justice Warren Burger until he rocked the conservatives by writing the Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion. Which brings us to Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, potentially President Bush's choice to succeed Sandra Day O'Connor, but opposed by many conservatives as being soft on abortion. Not even relief for the flood-ravaged Gulf Coast can escape the conservative litmus test. The headline in the Wall Street Journal is, "After Katrina, Republicans back a sea of conservative ideas." The journal lists Republican initiatives like exemptions from environmental laws, exemptions from estate taxes, issuance of school vouchers for displaced students, and, already passed by the House, protection against lawsuits for organizations and persons that help Katrina victims without compensation. Under consideration is a provision that would make the entire region a flat tax free enterprise zone. Katrina is being seized upon as a vehicle to advance the Republican conservative agenda. Given the expansive program outlined by President Bush on Thursday night, not many of these proposals are likely to be enacted soon, but that will not keep the movement conservatives from trying. What a far cry from 9/11, when Americans flew flags and laid aside ideology. This is Daniel Shore.